craziest thing I've ever done stopped me in my tracks. Completely stopped me. Have I ever done anything crazy in my life? I certainly haven't done a bungee jump. I haven't stripped off and streaked across Lords or the Croke Park or anywhere like that. What else haven't I done? Crazy. I'm inclined to think my whole life is crazy, so that'll get me out of the hole now of thinking, what's the craziest thing I've ever done? I think lots of crazy things I haven't done, but I once walked across a rope bridge in Northern Ireland between the mainland and a tiny little island, which the rope bridge was put there by salmon fisher folk. And the thing stands about, well, I'll tell you, it probably stands 80 feet up in the air. And I'm terrified of heights. And I went there in 1995 and swept along with the crowd and the enthusiasm and my wish to record what was going on a handheld dictating machine. Long, long time before Audio Boo was invented, or Mark Rock was out of nappies. Forgive me, Mark. I was there walking towards Carrigaree Rope Bridge. Now, I knew that there was no way I was going to be able to walk across this rope bridge. Absolutely impossible. I had been petrified as about a 5-year-old or 6-year-old or something like that on the side of the on a cliff face in the Burren in Ireland, about 2 to 3 feet off the ground. Absolutely petrified and fixed, and had to be helped back down again. I'm the guy who went up Nelson's Pillar in Dublin on his hands and knees before the IRA blew it up. Literally crawled all the way up to the very top. I forget, 200 or 199 steps or something like that. In other words, there was no way Paula Manning was going to cross with Quentin Goggs and Lawrence Harwood and several other people. On a very exciting, beautiful day, and we're there. It's up in the northeast of Ireland, phenomenal coastline up there in Antrim, and we're heading for the Giant's Causeway, and it's on our way to the Giant's Causeway, and so we stride, and I stride along, and I'm saying to myself, right, well, look, I'm take them there, I'll walk them to the edge of the valley of whatever it is. And I'll count them back. So we go there, and there's the bridge in front of us, the rope bridge in front. And somebody thrust a pole with a flag, the flag of the around the National Trust in 80 days, into my hand. So, and for some absolutely crazy moment, I did the most stupid thing I think I'd ever done in my entire life, is I went with the crowd. I went across that bridge because everyone else was crossing it. And I had walked onto it, and it was one of these, you know what rope bridges are like? They do buckle, and off in the distance was Rathlin Island, and the sea was there, but the sea was underneath, and, you know, it was dreadful. And I walked across that bridge without moving any particle of my body above the ankle. I gripped firmly to the side of the rope bridge. I don't know how I released it to move forward, but eventually I got to the other side. And I breathed a huge sigh of relief. And I thought, great, 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 I'm safe. Thank goodness I got here. And then I realised the terrible mistake I just made, that there was no way I was going to be able to dive into the water and swim back. I was going to have to go back over that bloody bridge again. Now, this was absolutely, I stress, crazy. I am not impetuous. I am not one of these people. I was not drunk, first of all. I had not drunk that much poutine. So I hadn't drunk any poutine that day. And we hadn't yet got as far as Bushmills distillery. So, you know, on the basis of my recollection, I was fairly sober. And but beside myself, I wouldn't go so far as to say that the inside legs of both trousers both were wet, but, you know, I wouldn't want to say they weren't either. You know, it really was a toughie. So I stood there and I looked across at Rathlin Island, where Edward the Bruce had sat in a cave and watched the spider climb the side and, you know, plan the invasion of Ireland from Scotland to, I don't know, liberate the Irish from, Irish tribes from something. Don't draw me into that whole issue of Celtic culture in the ancient days. I love it too much and would get carried away. But basically, it was a place that is full of history and it's gorgeous landscape. It is gorgeous landscape. You have never, well, you have. But anyway, it was terrific. And there's lots of fishing up there and all that sort of thing. And you can see Rathlin Island, which is a long, thinny kind of island, really. Okay, I'm, you know, it was as hard to get this audio boom moved on to the end as it was to get off that island, right? What was I going to do? Could I climb down the cliff face? Perhaps held on by shirts from my companions that were tied together so that I wouldn't fall into the water before I'd be able to swim, or what? And in another moment of, I remembered something that I'd heard people going on about, the power of positive thinking. So I said to myself, well, look, I'm going to try something. I'm going to try something that I don't believe in. I'm going to try something that's a bit far-fetched. So I stood there looking out at the sea and looking back across at the rope bridge. And I said to myself, this rope bridge is the most wonderful rope bridge that anybody has ever built. It is absolutely beautifully constructed. It is perfectly strong. It is ideal for me to walk onto it and stand in the centre of it and do a 360 degree turn. And I am never going to enjoy anything as much as the walking back. And I said this out loud to myself. I told nobody that I was anything other than alive and breathing. But I said, right, Paul, this is it. You love this place and you love this bridge. And I said this to myself a couple of times, just like I'm saying it now. And just imagine that you're hanging in on the edge of walking back onto this bridge. And I strode back onto the bridge. I strode back onto the bridge carrying a flag. The flag again. Only this time I walked to the centre of the bridge and I waved the flag in the air and I turned around 360 degrees and I breathed in deeply of that sea air from the Antrim coast. The sea water underneath me roared in appreciation. The fish streamed in from miles around, lifted their tiny little faces to the surface, and as if in a chorus, they sang to me. I was alive. I was free of fear. I was able to sing the song of being able to do it. Being able to defeat the fear, being able to enjoy the moment. And the rest is history. And that's the crazy thing I did that day.